Hello, my name is Anders. I'm from the Techno-Anthropology Lab in Copenhagen, and this is a story about isolation in more ways than one. It is a story of me being alone with an ethnographic archive of 300 interviews, but the story begins before that, namely the day after COVID lockdown hit Denmark in March 2020. It begins with a hastily convened research project aiming to create an ethnographic archive of how isolated Danes were reordering their disturbed everyday lives with new digital means. Here, for example, is how they respond to our questions about Teams and Zoom. And we were particularly interested in the tinkering with these new digital tools that went on at home. So we thought it would, what was going on at home during lockdown would lay the tracks for how digitalization would be perceived and engaged with in the years to come. So you can see here is a user talking about how the gallery view in Zoom offers particular affordances. And our informants and generally were discovering sort of the different social affordances of apps that support, for example, everyone seeing everyone at once, or apps that like Teams at the time did not. But the curious thing here is that none of these quotes are actually quotes from my interlocutors. They are from my archive, but none of them were uttered in 2020. They are the hallucinations of a chatbot, a large language model, and the questions that I ask are questions that I came up with in conversations with that chatbot 3 years after the fact. So you may rightly ask, where is my ethnographic archive in all of this? How does a chatbot know about my interlocutors? The language model that I use is called Wizard. It is an instruction-tuned version of Meta's 13 billion parameter Llama model. And all it has seen in its training is 1 trillion text tokens from 20 different languages all around the internet. Well, yes and no, because I forced my wizard to see certain things like this, an original quote from my archive, so this is actually something that was uttered. And as you will notice, that bears some similarity with the way that my chatbot is answering me. In fact, I force Wizard to see several excerpts from my archive before it answers. I curate those excerpts so that they correspond to the questions I am asking. And taken together, my question and the excerpts become a prompt for the model. So this method is known as prompt ingestion. It allows you to guide a large language model in its answers, and I think guide is the right word here, without having to engage in the costly business of training a language model or retraining a language model. It's called that because you ingest the information you want at the point of prompting the model. So in order for me not to have to manually select excerpts from my archive each time I ask a new question, I have turned all of my interviews into a word embedding. And the system then sees my question, it conducts a semantic similarity search in the archive and retrieves a set of relevant excerpts. This is possible because each question answer snippet from each interview can be located somewhere in semantic space in my word embedding, and because the question I'm asking also belongs in that semantic space, and so it is closer to some excerpts than it is to others. So the ones closest are the ones my system will select. And the way that that feels for me talking to my chatbot is like it feels for you talking to any other chatbot. I ask the question, it answers, although quite a bit slower, but the system basically takes care of the whole retrieval of excerpts behind the scenes without me worrying about it, so I can have a natural conversation. And this has some interesting consequences, one of them being that I always talk to not one of my interlocutors, but a synthetic composition of many of them at the same time. Here I'm asking about how you keep up with friends and family at home. And another interesting consequence here is that the model remembers my conversation. So because my previous question was about Zoom and Teams, where it retrieved other parts of my archive, it now composes that into the synthetic being that I'm having an interview with. So it now begins to hallucinate that what would it be like if Zoom and Teams were also ways in which you were seeing your friends? And you may ask, why am I doing this? And I would answer you that it is a form of therapy for being alone with an archive of something that have almost already been forgotten by all of us. I have a serendipity problem. I need to come up with new ideas. I need to make it come alive for me to have new analytical inputs. We were 16 ethnographers working to collect this archive, and it was a very substantial amount of material collected in a very short period of time, 300 interviews, 100 observations at virtual events, 100 mobile diaries, and none of us know more than a fraction of that material by personal experience, so that exacerbates the problem of serendipity. Furthermore, we had no idea when we began our research what kind of digital reorderings people would feel like they had to undertake. One thing that emerged quite quickly, as you see here, was stories about so-called skin hunger, or hudsult in Danish, i.e. the need to feel other people. Or in this case, if important events in people's lives, like letting the cows out to graze in the spring, which was televised in a live streaming on Zoom. So we built a very open research design aimed to capture that diversity, and it means that we now face a navigation problem and need to discover that heterogeneity that none of us has seen in its entirety while doing fieldwork. I work with a bunch of authors who write movie scripts, and when I told them about this, they said, well, this is your friend on crack. We all have one of those, so when we have writer's block at 4 o'clock in the morning, we call our friend on crack, and that helps us unleash our writer's block. And I don't know if that's the apt metaphor, but I think there is some poetry to the way my chatbot is answering me. Here is how it answered the simple question, how are you? Thank you.